Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, for readings at daisy64478@keen.com. And thank you for all the callers that got my job back for me, and praise the Lord. I'm so happy. Okay, and if you're born again and you Jesus is your Lord, welcome as children of the kingdom, which is our topic for today. We'll start out with a little cosmic weather. The moon in Cancer makes sensitivity, and it's particularly leaning towards wanting to spend time with loved ones. Pluto goes direct, so we may see some critical information that's been concealed open up and come to light. I'm glad to hear that. Mars squares off with Pluto, and this could lead to arguments. So let's not do any of our own personal debates right now till that calms down a little bit, which should be on Saturday. Because it could create a cocktail of anger. And like I said, Saturday calms things down a little bit. Venus and Uranus make a glorious trine at that time, so that will soothe some of the things. And our health tip for today, again, we're still focused on this persistent coronavirus. Well, we're still hearing conflicting statements related to the coronavirus, and it's just hard to know what to believe and what not to believe. Dr. Fauci admitted to taking vitamin C, D3, and zinc, which I do, and they're all good for protecting for virus and also the up-and-coming flu season. And it's upon us. It's beginning to rear its ugly head. God promises us protection from these things. We need to trust him. And we do. We just need to trust him. This is the last day for the Feast of Tabernacles and the end of the Fall Feast for 2020. I did services for each of these, for the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, and the Feast of Tabernacles, which began on October the 2nd. Our opening scripture today is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. We have a heritage. Let's look at that heritage. In Isaiah 54:17, where it says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. In Ephesians 1, particularly verse 13, we receive an inheritance. We are predestined. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before you were formed in the womb, God knew you, and he gave you an assignment for this earth. In Galatians 3:13-14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, but he didn't redeem us from the blessings, so that the blessings of Abraham can come upon us. We inherit these blessings of Abraham. Genesis 12:2-3 says, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. We need not indulge in anti-Semitism. We have been grafted in by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We have the same blessings as them. We have the blessings of Abraham. All we need to do is believe it. God doesn't expect anything, any type of work from us except to believe. It's that simple. Receive it today, folks. Start receiving all the promises of God. Wherever you are or whatever you're going through, take these promises, speak them over your life in Jesus' name. And it's imperative in these last days that we recognize and accept who we are by the finished works of Jesus. We all have spiritual gifts, and we need to recognize them. Philippians 1:28 says not to be afraid of adversaries or what's in front of you. 2 Peter 1:2-4, we have been given great promises. Remember, the spirit of fear opens the door to destruction, and we cannot walk in fear and faith at the same time. So we will start by taking some calls right now. Come on, computer. There we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, dear God, help me, help me, help me. Help me. I'm in a car dealership. My grandson can't even keep a sentence together. I know what's going on. I'm trying to ask you. I'm about to go buy SUV. Am I yes or am I no? I'm not going to worry about him. I don't know what to do. My head is spinning and doing too many things.
Okay. Take a look at you, Miss Linda.
Huh?
Well, he will. He will reach out to him, trust in him.
I know, but something is wrong in his brain right now. He can't, even his friend can't get him to focus on a sentence.
Well, we talked about that. We talked about that.
Yeah, I know.
And
what I wanted to ask you is, should I buy this car, this SUV, or go home without it?
Okay.
I'm standing in front of the guy right now.
Yeah, if you can, if it's not going to hurt you on your move and all the other things, you know, if you,
I don't have it.
If it fits it,
okay.
If it fits in the budget. But yeah. Back to your grandson, he is altering himself. You're talking to somebody that's altered by, you know, a chemical imbalance.
Yeah, but
okay.
I'm scared of him taking off.
But you got,
scared,
why don't you get started
I'm
with this
scared
new
him,
job?
I'm scared of him taking off. I start Tuesday.
Well, he might do that. He might. I told you that.
I know.
We already talked about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm scared. I love him.
You have to let him go and bottom. He has to bottom up out. And when he does, he'll realize the good things that you did for him and the things that you told him will come back to remembrance. But he is running strictly operating off of his emotions and the altered state that he's in. And we can't make him stop.
Mm-hmm.
He has to make that decision, and he won't until he really sees that it's destroying his life.
How long is that going to take?
I know it's hard, but sometimes you got to release things. Send your life and prayers into him, keep him in prayer, and maybe he can find out sooner than what we're looking at.
Okay.
I've gone through this myself within my own family. You know, addiction knows no boundaries. And it doesn't matter what, you know, we've seen movie stars that lost their children due to drug use. We've seen people of substance. It doesn't know any boundaries. And we have to let go of it. I'll keep this in prayer. Okay? Hello?
I'm just like staying calm. I'm staying in peace. Okay? All right?
Okay, good.
Thank
good.
You. God bless you. Thank you. All right.
You too, honey.
All right, bye.
It is so difficult sometimes when people are being emotionally driven or addicted to a substance that drives them in the wrong direction, and sometimes you just have to let that go and work within yourself and do prayer work. But a very important thing for right now is to know who you are. Know who you are spiritually, especially in these last days, because we are being fed a lot of deception. Okay, so let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. Nice talking
Good
to
afternoon.
You.
All right.
Anything you could tell me would be wonderful.
Okay. Remember that commercial, You've Come a Long Way?
Yes.
You've come a long way. You've come a long way. And, you know, it hasn't been an easy road, but you're out of the worst of it. And you have a lot to look forward to. I have something particularly around dreams. Do you remember your dreams?
No, I have great
Isn't that
difficulty.
Awful? I do sometimes, and sometimes
yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
And I want to remember them.
Okay, well, we'll work on it. When you go to sleep at night, asking the Holy Spirit to open your mind to remember your dreams. But you've got a lot to look forward to. The last 3 months of this year are going to be very pleasurable. There is a windfall of some kind financially.
Wonderful. Can be greatly
used. We realize that our timing doesn't always line up with God's timing, but what we say will happen, but not always when we say it will happen. But it just keeps consistently saying that the remainder of this year and all next year looks really good for you. You've come a long way. You've gained a lot of wisdom, and you're going to start sharing that wisdom because you're going to feel really good because you're going to be able to be blessed to be a blessing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to that. I want to help.
Well, receiving it's a big thing. Believing it's everything. We get caught up as human beings with what's in front of us, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the horizontal view. We need to stay into the vertical view, which is looking up and knowing that the God of the universe loves you and wants you to prosper and be in good health, 3 John 2. And he doesn't want you sick. He doesn't want you in pain. He doesn't want you in all those things. And the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He, you know, you go to church and you hear these sermons and then you get tested on them. Same thing with the radio show. You get tested, and you have to go, no, I don't accept that. You got to stand up to it, reject it, replace the thought with that 3 John 2. God wants me to prosper. I don't want to hear nothing about no poverty. Okay?
Yes.
All right. God bless you, and thank you for participating.
Thank you for being here for us. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. All right. Okay, let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. How do you feel today,
Queen?
Welcome.
Welcome, greetings to you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What can I do for you?
Well, you've been on fire today, and I want to give a shout-out to that last caller because she kind of was all in my sermon as a leader. I've been pastoring her for over 17 years. I've been a business consultant for 23 years. I was carried into a radio station when I was 2 months old. So when this pandemic happened, a lot of people changed jobs and lives. And what I wanted to know from your standpoint, because you're very, like in the Bible, they say you get wisdom, you bind it around your neck. You have a lot of good things that you've been saying today, but I want you to kind of talk about how the social media and pandemic, because before it was a pandemic, it was a social media where we stopped getting dressed up with the ugly green sweaters for Christmas and sending people the thank you cards, some season greetings. We don't do that no more. So, I mean, what do you feel the divide is, and what do you feel that we are now as a people?
I think that we're in the last days, and I believe that we are seeing before our eyes. You know, you see the social media, you see the news broadcast. It's like reading the back pages of your Bible. It's coming right out in front of us, everything that's been prophesied. And I think it is our duty to get very close to God, know who we are in Christ. And we all have a ministry of reconciliation. We need to prophesy and speak to other people. And hopefully no one will be lost. Jesus is coming very soon. All the signs are out except for the wealth transfer, which I believe is happening and going to be happening. And we need every voice and every available person out there so that no one's lost. And I'm grateful to you for what you're doing.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm visiting. I've lived in 40 out of 50 states, and I've been on over 4,500 radio shows just like this one. And I'm actually being a fly on the wall. And sometimes I have to let curators like yourself know, it's not in vain. There is somebody listening. The internet is 24 hours a day. You can say something now, and they pick selected sound bites. They don't do the whole 20-minute conversation. They take 30 seconds, and they run that, and that's what people go viral with. And then sometimes it's the most negative part of the whole campaign. I don't agree with everything that everybody say. But I do understand we deal in 280 characters. We're not reading the fine print. We're not reading the full paragraph. We're looking at what comes across Twitter and acting as that's law, and I don't feel right about that. And I got one more question, and I'm going to get out of the way. As a leader, how do you deal with the hard nights and the long days when you feel like people are not paying attention to what you're doing?
I enter secret place of the Most High God. He that abides in the secret place, abides under the shadow of Almighty God. And I enter that secret place, and I pray, and I ask God to, the scripture says that many will wax cold and not believe, but you're going to see a change, particularly in your own ministry. You have a lot to share, a lot to give to people, and I'm grateful for what you do. And just, we can't worry about the failures. We have to praise God for the ones that we do get, and he'll get them. He'll give them every opportunity. No one will be able to say they didn't hear the word. No one's going to be able to say that.
You're right.
They were given every opportunity. But, you know, there are people that don't want to give up their ways of life. There are power struggles, and there are people that want to control us and want to control what we eat, want to control what we do. They want to. Everybody wants to rule the world here. So we have to recognize that. I'm a child of the kingdom.
Not the kings of fears. Amen.
Amen.
That was
thank
good.
You.
I like how you did. That was very smooth. Well, I want to say
thank
you.
Thank you for participating, okay? You're welcome anytime.
I just want to say one last thing before I get cut off.
Okay.
You are special, anointed, and appointment. You are on God's AAA on this highway. Keep pressing towards the higher calling. I really appreciate
you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for calling anytime. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. That was a spiritual movement right there. And it's true. It's true. And I welcome anybody to contribute because, you know, we all have a voice. We all have a ministry of reconciliation. We have to share what we've experienced, what God's taken us out of, because there's lost people out there. We need to get those people. We need to get them. So we need to have them in our life, and we don't want them to miss out on any blessings. Okay.
Hello,
Daisy. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Okay. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was hearing an echo. Hi. So I feel like I'm in a midlife crisis, Daisy, and I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
So the first one is, I resigned from my job. It's a happy, you know, I'm happy, but not. My boss talked me into staying until December, and I agreed, of course, because it's a paycheck, you know, and I don't hate what I'm doing. I just, I don't know.
Okay, let's take a look at you and see what's affecting you right now. Okay. Well, you do have a change to look forward to, and a change in financial status, which either means, a different and better job, and something that really where your skills will come out. And you've been affected by a lot of things that are affecting your mind.
Right.
And you know, and your heart. So, you know, it's hard to come out of those areas. And, you know, you've had a lot of suffering, but you're going to see a change now. And staying where you're at till December is probably a good thing, because there's still so much up in the air, you know, about whether certain governors and certain states are going to shut down again. And, you know, I'm praying that doesn't happen, because we know what we need to do to protect ourselves from the flu and everything else. And, you know, it's good advice that washing of hands and all that is all good advice for anything. You know, keep you from getting sick. God doesn't want us to be sick. So it's just you've been through a lot, and you're kind of at a low ebb, like you said, the crisis, but it's going to stop. It's going to change, and you have a marvelous opportunity coming up.
Okay, good, because I'm scared, especially once the holidays come. Of course, you know, my boss will replace me. He has to. He has clients to take care of. But I may have an opportunity to stay. You know, we're going to touch base in the beginning of December, but I can't say I'm completely happy.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Just start thinking about that you're going to go on a different journey, and all that, you've been through a lot, you know, don't be so hard on yourself that, Jesus wept, and he felt the pain and that people were enduring, and it's easy to fall down when you go through the loss of someone and you go through different trials in life, but just remember that things are going to change. Okay.
Okay. And then my next question is about, you know, a man that I connected with and really connected with, but I kind of feel like he's ghosted me. And even if he hasn't, you know, I'm not really getting the relationship or, you know, the companionship that I'm looking for. So I'm a little confused and sad about it, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems to be within his own self, apart from you. There's a strong connection here for both of you, okay? But within his own self, he's been undecided. He's been disappointed and had suffering in his own personal life. So he's a little gun-shy about things. But I show a change in him coming up. And has he been in contact?
No, not for over a week.
Well, he's going to be in contact. You're going to get your wish on that. And he's just been undecided. So, you know, and he should have discussed this with you, but as we know, men go in the closet or in the cave and don't talk about things, and we, as females, want to brainstorm it and talk about it and fix it. But we're different from them.
Of course.
He's ready now to talk about it, and I do see communication coming up.
But is there
a change?
And a very
meaningful, conversation.
Is there a change, or do I get my heart broken? It's already broken.
I know. Well, let's talk about it getting healed now. He's gonna talk about his issues, is what I'm seeing, and I think he realizes that he hasn't been there for you. So I see a change for the better.
Okay.
God
it's
bless you. Thank
you
for
you.
Participating.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Daisy. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, one of the things I want everybody to recognize here is that God chose us, and he is designed for us to be a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, and he called us out of darkness into the light. So God chose you, and I want you to think about that for a minute. that he chose you. And remember I talked about in Jeremiah, he knew us before we were ever in the womb. And we were chosen then, and that makes us special. And the Lord actually makes us unique. He sets us apart. He gives us gifts. And we need to truly believe these truths, and it will transform your life. And we just are chosen to be a light in this world, and we need to begin to walk in that truth. And Father God, we thank you for choosing us and for setting us apart for your purpose. We choose to believe that we're special to you, and we will proclaim the excellency of Messiah Jesus, who brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Help us to be a light in this earth today. Empower us by your Spirit to be witnesses for you, which is very much needed. You know, we are being fed a lot of deception. We have to realize that. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, can I address the guy that called in
a
couple callers ago? Okay, I got what he was saying. He was referring to social media and how people, it's almost like you can't speak your truth. You can't really say anything. People take every word that you say and they ride on it. And I can totally relate to him, and I wish I would have, you know, could have talked to him. But if you say you support, you know, a certain individual, you get cut down because you are African American, but people don't see the bigger picture. And he apparently sees the bigger picture, but because he's trying to express that, he's being shut down on a lot of platforms where people are coming at him. And I hope that if he's still listening, would love to, like, converse with him, but I totally understand exactly what he's saying. I've been in the same boat. You lose friendships. You lose, you know, people just will ostracize you over something petty. But I can assure you, and I've said this, and many will see the big, big picture very soon. They will understand the whole purpose of why all of this is happening. So just, I'm telling people, get your popcorn. Sit back and enjoy the ride and make sure that you're spiritually grounded.
Our freedom of speech is definitely under attack amongst many other freedoms. I'm glad that you spoke about this. I'm glad that he spoke about this, because people need to realize that it's true. And just like I said in the cosmic weather today, the fact that Pluto's going direct is going to reveal some of this. Stuff that's been hidden is going to come out, and I'm so glad to see that, because we are under a huge amount of deception.
We are. And for those, and if he's still listening, don't even try to convince people. Just let them learn their lessons. We all have a spiritual journey, and they have to go through theirs, apparently. And obviously he's awakened, and he knows. And all I can tell him is just keep moving forward, and whoever you can carry with you, you carry. If not, just keep pushing forward. Seriously. So.
From what I can see,
I just had to say that.
He's listening.
Okay.
From what I can tell, he's still listening.
I totally can relate, especially being African American. I can relate to exactly what he's talking about. And when he was on the line, I was like, oh my God, I wish I could talk to him.
Okay.
So I put my little down payment on my vehicle. So hopefully, because I was gonna try something else, but I said no, I'm just gonna do this, even though I'm not gonna be able to eat for 2 weeks. So I need a financial blessing.
Oh, no, we can't have that. We can't have that. Philippians 4:19, God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You hang on to that. You speak that over yourself, because you're going to have all your needs met, okay?
I will speak that over myself.
In fact, your first card is peace of mind about this purchase and the things that you have in plans. And it's crossed by the Nine of Cups, which is the wish fulfillment card, which means that you're all your goals. Then guess what else? The Six of Wands, which is a personal victory. You don't have a negative card in this thing. Money's
well,
gonna improve.
Okay.
You're putting your, you know, ducks in a row. You've got your determination and keep that resolve. You're gonna see a good change.
I felt like if had I not put this money down, I felt like if I didn't do it, I didn't want to jinx the situation. I said, nope, this is what the spirit is telling me to do. I'm going to do it. I'll make it. I'll be okay. You know, I'll be okay. And I did it. And I wasn't going to do it. I was going to like, oh, I'll give you this amount. But no, I said, no, I'm just going to do it. And I did it. And I feel good about it. I'll be okay.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You will be. You will be okay. And
let me ask about my friend. I'm going to ask about my friend too. And then
okay.
I'm gone.
Okay.
Ah, whatever you pick up on him.
Okay. I like it when people like you and him both, you know, talked about this issue that's going on, because it sure for sure is. Like
social,
I said,
social media is evil. It has gotten evil and nasty and ugly. And you say that five-letter word or that man's name, and you will be, oh, it's like, it's weird. I don't care. I'll say it and I'll defend it, and I'll tell people why they ain't got to believe it. But I'm standing on it because that's what's in my spirit. It has nothing to do with him as a person. It has everything to do with him fulfilling the mission. And he needs to fulfill a mission. And people need to understand that and get off their high horses and let the mission happen. Because
it
can't be aborted. It's not going to – all this evilness is not going to stop him. And it needs, and when it's all said and done, I can assure you people are going to go, oh, my God. Thank God. That's all they're going to say. I'm sorry. Thank
God. Well, you're
God.
Really
I'm
influencing
so oh
your
God.
Friend here. You're influencing your friend that you're asking about.
Okay.
Because he's been a relatively secret person, keeping his personal life very secret. And he's looking at his life right now, and he's looking at his overall success and his overall failures. And he feels that he's failed in the relationship aspect, so he wants to be healthier about interacting in a relationship, and you know he's making a new choice, and you have created this by telling him that you know your accessibility isn't going to be there, you're not going to be around the corner anymore. And at first he thought, well, it was talk, and then he thought, well, it isn't going to happen right away. And now it's like he's choking on it. It is going to happen. It's in the process. There's a car coming up. Whoops, whoops, whoops. So you have him a little on the nervous side here. But you're making him think. You're making him think.
Well, that's good.
And like I said, he's looking at his, you know, we get in a routine of stuff and the way we live, and he's changing from many, many years of a certain behavior, and now he's changing all that, and it's, you know, it's a little shaky ground. He's not used to it, but he's getting there.
I'm assuming this is all pertaining to me and how this change is pertaining to me.
Yeah, it is. You created this change in him when it relates to you. I mean, he took advantage of accessibility, convenience, you know, and he wasn't always thoughtful of your side of the fence, your feelings, your, you know.
No, and I think it's
and he didn't listen
him,
to you. He did when things happened, and now he's listening. You know, actually, you've got his antenna up.
That's good. Well, I hope this is a good learning lesson for him. Good for him. I'm glad. I knew I'd leave my mark on somebody.
Okay. I thank you very much
thank
for
you
your
so
input.
Much.
I thank you for your participation, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. We need to understand that you can't always judge a book by its cover, you know, and we don't need to limit what God can do through anybody. You know, we have a tendency to judge people by their cover. But when God started to pick a king and he came to Jesse, and Jesse brought out all his good-looking buff sons, and they were muscular and educated, he didn't even think to bring in David that was out with in tending sheep. And this is a well-known story in the Bible, that God chose David, who was skinny, scrawny, you know. He was the least one at that time. So God wants to bring you a miracle, but we can't judge by what's going on. We can't limit it because of what's happening in the world. We have to be receptive to God's will for us in this lifetime. So, Father God, we ask you today to help us all to see the world through your eyes. Help us to recognize opportunities that you send to us. Thank you for sending people to us who help us fulfill our purpose. And we ask you to fill us with discernment and wisdom to accomplish all that you've called us to do in the name of Jesus, especially during these dark times where it's very confusing, you know. It's very confusing. There used to be a time that journalism was great, and it's not so today. It's used for power, control, and manipulation, and it's hard, you know, when you rely on people to tell you the truth, and they don't. Now, our next show is going to be about the ability to hear God's voice and the ability to discern between spirits. And then at the close of the year, we're going to have a very special guest who's very gifted in Revelation, astrology. And so I don't want you guys to miss the show, because it'll be a chance, you know, getting a double banger here. You got to have two people who have your best interests at heart to give you wisdom. So I want you to look forward to that. That will be in December. And I thank you, everybody that's participating. And the next show, don't want you to miss that either, because it's going to be about being able to hear God's voice. Okay, let's see. I think we have another caller here with a question mark. Okay. Hello.
Hey, Daisy. It's Kim. How are you?
I'm good.
So I guess let's just see what the cards say.
Okay. Well, the first card says you're discouraged, and a little on the, well, discouraged. Discouraged is the right thing. You want a healthy relationship. You're looking forward to that, and you've got the right idea. It's just that your partner leaves you somewhat confused. Am I on the right track here? That's what I thought.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to find that peace. You know, all of us have issues. Everybody has issues. And we're affected by failed relationships, people who use us, people who manipulate us and get what they want, you know, that sort of thing. And that affects how we feel about people when we enter another relationship. We kind of, if you've been hurt, you're kind of looking for those signals, you know. We need to stop looking for that. We need to start focusing on the fact that we can have what we want, that God wants us to have what we want. And you might see this person changing using that technique.
Okay, so do you think that he's going to change?
I think he's been undecided, and there was also an area of independence. It's like he wanted independence of not having to be committed. But now he's, it looks to me like that he's thinking, okay, what's this independence going to get me? You know, I don't really have anybody. He's thinking differently, and I'm going to say, yes, I see a change. And,
okay,
he, you know, he's really taken with your loyalty.
Uh-huh.
He's thinking
good.
About your loyalty.
And
which
do
is
you
good.
Think this will be, right. Do you think he'll be long-term?
Yeah, that's what I'm, he's thinking differently. Okay. He's thinking, what is this independence getting me? I'm not getting any younger. I see him thinking about your loyalty and the good parts of you that you bring to the relationship, and that he should just be at peace with what's in front of him. So I would say yes to that.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right.
You know,
you're welcome.
We appreciate you. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. God bless.
You too.
I'm back
thank
on
you.
Keen Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So, except for one Friday a month when I'll be doing the radio show, but that's going to be pretty much my schedule. And
okay,
I thank
good.
You for participating.
Thank
God
you.
God bless. Okay. And I don't see any question marks in line. So, a little bit I want to talk about how to chart your God-given course, you know. One of the most important things of our journey in this life is our Christian life, to discover the purpose and direction that God wants us to take. And we need to make our vision and make it plain. In Scripture it says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he that reads it, you know, and that's what I do. I write things on positive affirmations and paste them on the refrigerator or somewhere where I'll see it. Because God has an amazing destiny for us, and he wants us to cultivate spiritual vision. He wants us to make a vision, you know, make a vision for a blueprint for your future. Whatever your plans are, see it coming into fruition. Proverbs 29:18 says that without a vision, people will perish. That means we need to seek the Lord and pray about the path that you're on, and then see the blueprint for it. God gives us the wisdom to make decisions, and He'll open doors. But we have to be encouraged. We can't say, well, this is happening in the world, it's not going to happen. Then, you know, you shut that door. And you remember that when you fear something, you open the door to destruction. So that will destroy your dream. So we want to stay positive. So I'm going to close with this. Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise and glory for today, especially this last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. We ask for you to open our eyes and our understanding and allow us to see the hope of your calling for us and our destiny. We ask you to fill us with a fresh anointing of wisdom, spiritual vision, and discernment so that we will walk into every single God-given purpose you have for our lives in the name of Jesus. So I will let you know, we don't want to miss the next show. It's going to be talking about how to discern spirits and hearing the voice of God. God bless you, and thank you for everybody that participated. See you next time.